So what was the reason you saw the bus and you saw the police question?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Did you get something?
I did.
I'm It's me. That's okay.
I know. I just called him and was like, it was not just
yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
Hang it in there. Hang it in there. He's got another couple months.
Okay, I got a rally to truth.
Oh.
That's good.
That's good. And then I can look to the ground, six hours, it's fair. I'm talking about that section of the patient's bill for our workers. Yeah, that's great.
Yep. They have your office team. See you. Something got into the set, there's a court on the earth. I said, could you leave Ralph's gone?
Yeah, that's something like a dog.
Hi. This is what happens when you see good food. That's not wrong.
None of them.
None of them.
The other people also not wrong.
No problem. Okay. Can't feed them well.
No, you can't.
Let me see if he's sent me a text. No text. Okay.
I had people respond, but they didn't get the same priority. Everyone else should be out there.
Yeah, go be.
Yes.
I will. Absolutely.
Chairman Noe?
Yes.
Chair Randall?
Here.
Chairman Bulova?
Here.
Chair Crystal?
Here.
Mayor Wilson?
Here.
Mayor Parrish?
Here.
Mayor Meyer?
Here.
Council Member Snyder?
Here.
Mayor Rochelle?
Here.
Senator Black? Delegate Hugo? Mr. Minshew?
Here.
Ms. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Kolb?
Here.
Mayor Wood?
Present.
Ms. Cuervo?
Here.
And Mr. Horster?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have four.
Okay, we're going to have the events of the January 16th meeting. Any questions or objections? We have a motion to approve. Questions? Any questions? Any questions? Any opposed? Okay, action items. We have the approval of standard project agreement for the City of Alexandria. Mr. Long.
And Mr. Chairman, while Mr. Longy is coming up, I do want to note that this is the last project for that was appropriated under the FY19 appropriation. So this is the last SPA that we're bringing forward tonight.
Thank you, Chairman Noe. This SPA is outside of consent because it has a rather extensive modification to it. Staff is very supportive of the modifications. It actually achieves the original project goals in strict coordination with NOMADA, allows a suitable expansion of the goals for the project. The project was part of the six-year program. It is a $150,000 appropriation, and it's the second highest ranking project in the six-year program on congestion reduction relative to cost. The scope change will reduce the number of real-time information signs from 20 to 5, but actually, in Alexandria staff magic, that ends up becoming 25 because Metro will put in 5 signs that the city is going to put in. The savings from those 5 signs will be used to enhance the service of the project by allowing the dash field supervisors to actually track locations of buses and make adjustments via data instead of having to use two-way radios and call in for bus locations. With that, I would submit to any questions that you may have.
So let's make sure, I think this is important. We sometimes have to struggle, sometimes we struggle to the point of no on scope markers. Mm-hmm. In the end, we're going to get everything that we funded and more.
Yes.
It's just how pieces of the project shift between the City of Alexandria and the MoDA changes.
Yes. And the city is shifting some of the components of the project using a different software package, but they're still going to meet the goals of SMS text messaging, the bus locations, and signage.
Ms. Crystal, all in favor, please aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then, I think I didn't want to do this. We have the approval of deallocation of appropriations from the town of Beehive.
Thank you, Chairman Noe. The purpose of this item is to actually allow the town to have more time to reset the project. It does not change the project. I really want to emphasize this. As an adopted project in the 6-year program, it simply removes the FY19 appropriation to a yet-to-be-determined date, which, after talking to the town staff, allows them the greatest amount of flexibility to rescope the project.
The issue here is that their private sector partner
apparently left.
So, Mr. Bunker, the money that has been allocated to a special set-aside fund?
It remains in the regional revenue fund, much like we have approximately 28 other projects valued at $758 million that are just waiting for their appropriation sequence to come up.
But there's no way that money would be used for anything else?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we happen to move that the authority will cancel the fiscal year 2019 $2,300 appropriation to the town of Vienna Mill Street Parking Garage, project ID 2018-057-0, reclassifying funds in the regional revenue for appropriation appropriated to the United States.
Second.
Let me just say, this gives me an opportunity, and it's not that this project is not going to happen. We're just not going to
happen. Mr. Chairman, just a very quick question. Out of an abundance of caution, I assume, and I think that the supports this.
Yes, we do have a letter from their town manager included in the package.
This is really important. I don't want Mayor to rock the ball. Any other questions, discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ms. the approval of highway infrastructure program project recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we received a word from VDOT regarding a federal notice for new federal funding called the Highway Infrastructure Program. And in my conversations with VDOT, we did go over some of the eligibility requirements. First, the amount that's available for Northern Virginia is $7,500,000, and that's an estimate. It's really $7,585,313, and that's the amount available for Northern Virginia. And there are some eligibility requirements for the Highway Infrastructure Fund that's really critical that I want to point out. The money can only be applied to projects for highways, bridges, and tunnels. Funds may not be used for local roads, minor collectors, ferry boats, ITS, truck parking facilities, transit planning, or research. Also, another layer of eligibility requirement is you have to have a population of 200,000 or more. So for us, that meant that the four counties are really the four eligible entities for Northern Virginia. I did meet with the four counties, their DOT directors and staff, regarding projects that they may have available that meet these eligibility requirements. One thing we wanted to ensure is that projects had a multimodal component and, of course, were regional in nature. Because it's only $7.5 million, we didn't do a whole call for projects. We just wanted to come to consensus. We did reach consensus on two projects, being Route 50 intersection improvements in Loudoun and Fairfax County, and then Route 1 widening in Prince William County. A recommendation was to put $4 million on the Route 50 project and $3.5 million on Route 1. We did share this recommendation with the RJAC, and they were okay with it. And I do want to note that Arlington County was okay with the recommendation as well, noting that the projects, both projects have multimodal components.
Any questions?
I move the authority and recommendation of $4 million to fit the intersection improvements in Loudoun and Fairfax and $3.5 million for the Route 1 widening project in the studio to the Commonwealth of Transportation Workforce Approval and the OPE.
All in favor of this?
Aye.
Any opposed?
There is one thing, an additional item that I wanted to know about the Highway Infrastructure Program. We're being told that this is a one-time opportunity, that this money will not be available in a future fiscal years. And also, I wanted to note that it's probably not enough funding to cover the Route 50 project, but in this world of limited resources, every bit counts.
Item 7, we got the approval of RSVP transfer from the town of Leeker. Or
Second Chairman Noe, this item is as stated with the RSVP transfer. We do have an amendment to the motion, because things have recently evolved where the amount needs to go up by approximately $1 million. The purpose of the transfer is to support the Route 7 Battle Grove Parkway Interchange project, which has came in with some cost increases, unexpected cost increases. With the amended motion, we will work with VDOT to ensure the availability of the funds and make the correcting entries in the attached documentation for you. And we anticipate that Loudoun County will be coming through just the RJAC, since this transfer establishes the project for our RSTP. Loudoun will come through with an agreed upon amount between themselves, Leesburg, and Vito. That will not need authority approval.
Any questions?
I can
make a motion, Mr. Chairman. I move the authority to approve the reallocation of regional service transportation program fund with request of the town of Leesburg in the amount not to exceed $5,003,555.
And you have a second that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any discussion?
I would just say, Mr. Chairman, that all the money that is being allocated is coming from within Loudoun County, so not from any other projects outside of Loudoun County. And that the funds that the partnership that are being allocated out of, they were either completed or will not start until 2022. And we know we'll be able to get funds transferred back into the RTSP funds. The authority has already graciously given this project $58 million. And so, as Tricky said, more costs came in that we did not expect. Doing this will mean that on Route 7, we will only now have to remove one other light to have, so you have all the way from, so all the way to 7, with the exception of one light and Mexican Boulevard, that is the county council working on to take it out as soon as possible, will be removed, and so that would be a true limited access highway after that has occurred. So thank you.
Also, as you know, as Ron said, that if you look at item 7 in the staff material, that number is a little bit different than the number that the regional council adopted. The Chair Randall's motion is more of a correct number. It's the last minute adjustments of Chair Randall.
Any further discussion? All in favor of this?
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Carries.
Mr. Chairman, it is that time of year again where we come to the authority seeking approval of fiscal year 25 CMAQ and RSTP recommendations. We're doing this at the time because your recommendations do need to be forwarded to the Commonwealth Transportation Board. They do include these recommendations as part of the draft six-year program when that goes out for public comment. So the authority established a deadline on Friday, December 14th, 2018, as the deadline for submitting applications. We received 31 applications in total for $136.6 million. The estimated amount available, and this is an estimate because it is fiscal year 2025 funding, is $77.7 million. We did work with the RJAC regarding making programming recommendations, and in your packet you will see the attachment which lists the projects that we are recommending that advance forward. And again, this does require Commonwealth Transportation Board approval.
Any questions?
Motion?
Good evening. This will be short. I actually have some good news. Our proactive bill, which was to transfer the 599 activities to the authority and provide us with flexibility in how to fund our operations, is moving very well through the General Assembly, moved through the Senate, and is in the House. We have a meeting with the Appropriations Committee to consider our bill now on Monday. We've gotten great support. Members seem to understand it. It's not been controversial. Everyone's been hunky-dory. I would like to do a special thank you to the business community in Fairfax County for showing up at every subcommittee meeting and every full committee meeting to express support for our bill. It's the Northern Virginia Chamber, the Northern Virginia Chamber Partnership, the Northern Virginia Alliance, and Fairfax's own Noel Dominguez. So I think the members have been happy to see that kind of regional cooperation. The second thing I'll talk about in terms of where we are in General Assembly, they've got a little over a week to go. They will adjourn Saturday, February 23rd. One of the other pieces in terms of talking about every little dollar helps, bills to implement the Wayfair court decision are also at this point now have passed the House and the Senate. That implementation will start July 1 of 2019. And the projections from the State Department of Taxation is that the authority through its regional 0.7 will receive 6.6 million in FY 2020, 7.4 million starting in 2021, and by 2025 that number will be 7.7 million per year. So other than that, the things we were worried about are now gone. Those of you who were, I know we were all, had a lot of big discussion about I-81. That has been stripped down to just being a study where that region will spend the remainder of this calendar year trying to come to consensus on how to produce dedicated funding for their project.
I have a question.
Sure.
This is the retailer. The money that would come to us.
Yes.
The way the bill is structured, and there was discussion about this a couple years
ago. Okay.
Did someone estimate how much online retail takes place in Northern Virginia and come up with a number, come up with a formula, or do they actually have jurisdiction level numbers online?
That's a really good question. It doesn't say what method they used in the fiscal impact statement, which is where I got these numbers. It has been sort of in the same, they haven't changed much, I would say, since November and December of what we've gotten. Secretary of Finance, Aubrey Lane, has been talking about these numbers. So they are estimating at the regional level. So they have a specific number for Northern Virginia and then a specific number for Hampton Roads. Based on, it's actually kind of based on a blended rate. It's actually 5.65 or something. That's in the impact statement. So it is an estimate. I think we'll see for real when they actually implement this.
The underlying law of the reflect sales tax says that sales tax shall be collected by and distributed based on the jurisdiction in which the transaction takes place.
Right.
And I know that because it's an interesting question. We struggle over the years in my client store. Does the transaction take place in my store or does it, like, you know, customer comes to the store, they're actually merely giving you a deposit on product they'll be receiving in the future. And the answer is, it's unreasonable to expect me as a retailer to keep track of how much I delivered Prince William versus Manassas versus Loudoun versus Alexandria, etc. Although I absolutely have to keep track of how much I deliver separately to the District of Maryland and North Carolina, etc., because I don't collect their sales. I don't collect anyone's sales tax other than Virginia and Maryland.
Right.
It seems to be Amazon specifically who already collect sales tax on Virginia. I mean, it's all about Amazon, except Amazon's been collecting Virginia sales tax for a couple years now. I'm certain Amazon can figure it out to the zip code, they can figure out the left side of the street versus right side of the street kind of question. But there are some retailers who sell online. My online competitors have no idea we're allowed to have this.
Right.
They just know we're Virginia.
And the expectation is they need to figure it out. Yeah, exactly. So, last day for committee action is Monday. Then everything will be on the floor. And again, their goal will be to adjourn Saturday, February 23rd.
So, the Hugo bill has died. Did we ever find out? I'm still a little confused about the rationale of the bill. Did they go to the committee at all?
No, that was a proposed budget amendment, and it did not show up in the House budget. It was only proposed on one side of the General Assembly in the House. It did not make the House budget, so it is, unless something really strange happens, we will not see that again for this session. I think it's fair to say that Delegate Hugo believes after the action of last year, the region had contributed enough from regional funds to Metro, and that's...
So, I agree with that statement, but so since that is true, he was basically saying since the region has contributed enough, it would not be up to each locality if they would contribute more?
Well, I did have a conversation with him, and he did not mean to affect the 30% or local activity, and so he was provided with some proposed language on how to focus it where he wanted to focus it, which was the 70%.
But the 70% doesn't come through the region anyway in the way that the 30% does. It does. It comes from, the 70% is allocated out of the authority.
Right. The language referred to our trust fund, our transportation fund. He was saying that no funds coming out of the Northern Virginia Transportation Authority Fund.
Okay. So be allocated to any
metro related. That's how the language read.
And he has been stripped out the 30% and just was saying the 70%.
He was given language that if he wanted to just focus it on the 70, he had language on how to do that.
Okay. But it didn't even make it to the budget at all.
Correct.
Okay. I think where it would have had an impact is on projects like Potomac Yard or Crystal City Metro Station, where we have allocated money in our strategic plan.
Right, already.
Because it got to the score. It's a transaction.
Right.
But we've always, the truth is, the discussion we were having last year when this was all happening is that the authority has always had some money built to Metro projects anyway. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, sure.
Ms. Mayor, I think you all are following for us House Bill 2269, which I know a couple of our jurisdictions have gotten interested in. This is a proposal from Delegate Pentexter.
Yes, the Regional Greenhouse Gases Initiative related bill.
That we were a little concerned to prevent us from accepting SHUMAC money?
That's not how it's been discussed in the General Assembly. I actually circled back around with Joy Maxwell is VDOT's legislative liaison, and I'm waiting for her. They're taking another look at it, but that has not been, the administration has opposed the bill, but that's not been their argument for opposing the bill. It's actually been coming from the Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ, and it's been on the bigger issue of needing to reduce emissions, that sort of thing. So the CMAQ discussion actually has never come up.
So VDOT's judgment is that even if...
I don't know. They haven't gotten back to me yet.
This is a bill that would prohibit Virginia localities from participating in federal emissions reductions programs. So that's what we expressed in the
Or any region.
Okay. Well, thank you for following it. solution, another TNIC money is going up.
Yeah, as I said, I'm at this point, because it's passed the House and the Senate, it'll now be before the governor and his agencies to review again for recommended action for the veto session. So that'll definitely be one of the things I'm sure they're going to take a look at.
2269.
It's House Bill 2269. Wasn't one that I was following for us, because it, yeah.
And it never went through transportation, which was another issue.
Yeah, it went to the agriculture committees.
So, Mr. Chairman, I will be brief, just drawing your attention to my report that's in your packet, noting that the Transportation Technology Committee, we had our first meeting on January 30th. It was very well attended. We did have Mr. Snyder chair, Mr. Cole was present. Mayor Rochelle is also on the committee, so we did have a good mix, and we will be following up. That's important because, for those of you who did not know, the authority's regional multimodal mobility program smart scale application is actually being recommended for funding under the Innovation and Transportation Technology Fund. So, and that's a good big deal, because it allows us to implement the project quicker, because Smart Scale, I think they're in year fiscal year 25. So that's a big deal, and we would like, the Commonwealth and the Secretary's Office would like to do this work in partnership, so to create a partnership with the authority and the Secretary's Office. Also, we did last week, we had the Economic Impact Forum on the transportation investments that the authority is making. You did receive that presentation back in January, but we had it across the street over at the Northern Virginia Association of Realtors. So it was a well-attended event. Chairman Noe, Mayor Meyer, and Ms. Hines also attended that event, and it would just spoke to how our projects, and I know economic investment is not why we fund projects, but there is a reality that our projects do impact the economy. And based on the information we shared with you in January, there is a benefit to Northern Virginia and the Commonwealth as a whole, and we wanted to share that information. We did have a panelist from Shirley Construction and a representative from Comstock Properties. That concludes my report.
Okay. I have one item. We have no action items going to be on the
screen. No, Mr. Chairman, you do not.
Who wants to have a March meeting with an action item? I don't. Well, that one. Where's any question? Where? The downside of canceling the March meeting is you will not get to see the St. Patrick's Day check. Where is the St. Patrick's Day check? No meeting in March.
March 14th.
Which is the item of March. 15th. So you would not have gone to see the Julian Caesar Cup. Joe Schwartz from Gary is not here, but he can tell you about the time of the year. He gave me the Monday 4th. And in honor of it being May the 4th be with you, the meeting was particularly lively. All right, so with that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I think that might be our shortest one today.
Huh?
It was part of the shortest one today.
I know. You know, I told Tracy we didn't have something going on in my email. I don't see it on my phone.
Right, and then I just kept looking back in my
phone. I don't, here it is.
Monica,
that's okay.
You didn't get action on that
false search. No, because that's one that the authority has made previously.
I don't know what happened.